Right, here it is, my first box from the OU. Shall I open it?
Ah, I remember getting my first box.
First box? But you've only had the one.
Yeah, well, I remember how exciting it all was.
There is that, but it's very complicated.
What do you mean?
Well, I don't know what to do with it all.
Put it on your desk and then get the bits out you need as you go.
Really? But you're so disorganised, Nisha. I've printed out these planners for each week, see? And then I can just tick all the bits off as I go along.
Wow, that is organised.
And I'm going to colour code all my highlighting, and at the end of each chapter, I'm going to make a mind map.
Great! I'll steal yours then.
What for?
Oh yeah, I don't really know. Well, why are you doing one then? It's just odd that we're doing the same course, that's all.
But you're 6 months ahead of me. I'll catch up, though. I'm going to do another course starting in October, and that way we'll be at the same point.
Oh. Well, I hadn't really thought of that.
Yep. It's best to speak to the advisors, and they can talk to you about your best options.
You're such a girly swot! I suppose you would be a good study buddy, though.
I'm not a swot. It's just that, well, I'm taking this seriously. Unlike last time round at uni, where I just got trashed the whole time.
You? Never. Funny how it all changes. This time, 3 months ago, it was all boys, boys, boys.
Yeah, well, they aren't all they're cracked up to be, are they?
Speak for yourself. I'm still keeping my options open.
And you've discussed that with your mum, have you?
Okay, right. 1 hour, and then we have that box of chocolates with a coffee for a break.
Okay, Mum. You do know how to motivate. Explore the view that a consumer society produces winners and losers.
My tutor says that you need to do short and concerted bursts of study and take regular breaks.
Well, in the absence of any other plans, I'm going to give that a try. Especially the bit about regular breaks. What about a short break now?
Let's just do a bit more first. Anyway, I've got to identify some shortcomings in this Milgram experiment.
What's that about? Sounds a lot more interesting than mine.
You always say that, Louise. Okay, well, this guy Milgram, he did this experiment where he set up this thing to give people electric shocks. And he told people that they had to administer this dose of electricity, even though it got to a point of being fatal.
Holy moly. And did he go to prison?
No, it was an experiment. It had all been approved. And he claimed to be investigating obedience to authority.
Well, I don't know what's so clever about that. Clearly that wouldn't have shown anything. Because nobody would deliberately kill another person just because a person in a white coat told them to.
Actually, most of the people did give lethal doses of electricity because they felt that they should.
Well, I wouldn't have.
How can you be so sure? We often do things like paying taxes or our TV licence and other things because we feel we should.
Well, don't get me started on the TV licence.
Well, you know, if people can do these things, then what could we have done if we'd been in Nazi Germany?
Mum, that's a ridiculous thing to say.
I'm just saying that if it can be shown that normal people will obey bad orders, what does that mean about free will and how much agency we have?
Agency? Mum, you shouldn't think too much about all this stuff. No wonder you get down.
Oh, well, actually, it's what keeps me sane.
With that sanity, I think I'll go back to defining the terms on my TMA. Even better, why don't we have that break now?
OK, Harry, how's it going?
Are you drunk again? You know, you're not going to live till you're 40.
40 what?
40 years, Dave. Years.
How's your head now? You know, after that little accident.
I'm fine now, Dave. It was only a few bucks.
Ah, good. No hard feelings then. Hey, a nice cup of tea wouldn't go amiss, matey. What's this then? Politics and power in the UK. Looks interesting.
Ah, here you are, a nice strong cup of tea. What are you doing with my book?
Well, I'm reading it. I agrees with this.
What?
What they say here about how politics is all a process of determining who gets what, when, how and why.
Really?
Yeah, you know what they say. It's a rich what gets the pleasure and a poor what gets the blame.
It's not really about class, Dave.
Well, it ought to be. It's all very well, this stuff here about free and fair elections. Right, yeah, fair enough, all that. Let's face it, voting changed anything. Just abolish it, wouldn't they?
But that's precisely why they need checks and balances. See, what they say in the book is that the state isn't neutral, but it isn't necessarily partisan either. In my essay, I've got to talk about how much power the Prime Minister has.
Loads, I reckon. Any chance you could get us a biscuit to go with this?
Oh, yeah, of course. Well, the thing is that our Prime Minister is not like the US President. Here you are, custard creams, your favourite.
You're like a son to me, you know, Jack.
What are you on about?
No, nothing. Just ignore me. So, has the PM got this absolute power then or not?
No, of course not. We don't live in an authoritarian state, thankfully. Parliament is supposed to be the supreme decision-making body, not one person. Britain is what's called a centralised unitary political state.
Britain? What about out Scotland and Wales then?
Well, obviously things have changed a bit, but the principle is that in countries like Britain, you, as a citizen, have as much right to choose your government as the next person. That's because although power is largely centralised, it's not absolute. Oh, right, so I take it you don't want to know the answer to my TMA then. Perhaps I should just go back to writing it.